Fighting around Lysychansk has been raging for weeks. Over the last 24 hours, Kremlin-backed separatists insisted they'd encircled the city, a claim initially rejected by the Ukrainians. But pictures showed Chechens and Russian-backed separatist fighters celebrating in the streets.
The 6th Cossack Regiment, named after Ottoman Platov, together with our fighting friend, our fighters, liberated the city of Lysychansk. Akhmet is power, Cossacks are power, together we are power.
In a statement on social media, the Ukrainian military said it had taken the decision to withdraw in order to preserve the lives of what it described as Ukrainian defenders, adding, "We will be back, we will definitely win." The Ukrainians claimed until the last possible moment the city was still under its control and was inflicting losses on advancing troops in other parts of the region.
There are such risks that Luhansk region will be completely occupied. There are such risks and they are understood by us. We cannot say that today that Lysychansk is under control. There is fighting on the outskirts of Lysychansk. Our task is to have fire superiority.
Russia now claims it has full control of Luhansk region, one of its key war aims after it abandoned plans to overrun the capital. And it's done so after weeks of slow progress. Now it will turn its full attention to neighbouring Donetsk, the other province which makes up the Donbass. Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukraine in the Donbass since 2014. On the eve of the war, Russia recognised two breakaway republics. Now it has control of one. The second becomes the new front line in the war in Ukraine. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.